Replacement theory is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I'm on the radio with Sean Hannity today, and he is asking me about the tactics, political tactics, that are in play these days. And I think I startled him when I said, you know, all this mud slinging from the far left and the Biden administration, including the president himself, all this mud and racist stuff and all, this is actually good for the forces of traditional rational thought. And I think that took him aback a little. We have it posted on BillO'Reilly.com. And let me tell you what I meant by that. But first, let's run down replacement theory. Okay, so this states that welcoming immigration policies, like an open border, that's pretty welcoming. Come on in here, everybody. Impacts the country because non-white immigrants then come in great numbers and throw off voting patterns, traditional voting patterns. That's the replacement theory. All right, now you see that in a bunch of far-right websites. There's a guy named David Lane, who's a white supremacist, and he has it. And then a number of these crazy loons who kill people. Christchurch, New Zealand cited it. El Paso, Texas cited it. Poway, California, 2019. They're familiar with this replacement theory. Again, this is skin color based. All right, that's what the replacement theory is. Now there is another, and by the way, that's heinous. So if you are participating in, we have to stop immigration, legal immigration, because of skin color, and you are disparaging poor people south of the border because of skin color, that's bad. And you know it's bad. I don't think any of my audience does that. I'd be shocked if they did. I mean, they don't want to hear me, those far-right loons. They're not going to me. Okay. There is a genuine concern about ballot harvesting. This is not replacement theory, but it is along the same lines. So the Democratic Party wants to harvest as many ballots as it can. As far as I can tell, the Republican Party is not caught up in this. All right? And if you think it is or see an example that it is, let me know. But harvesting ballots means putting in a system where there would be automatically more Democrat voters than Republican voters. Okay, so we saw this in California. When Ronald Reagan left the governorship of California in 1975, 36% of the voters in California were Republican. Guess what the number is now? 24%. So overwhelmingly, California is a Democrat state. Not so much registered Democrats, because most people in California, interestingly enough, register independent. But almost all of them lean progressive. In some cases, the Democratic Party isn't radical left enough for them. So Republicans are only 24% of the representation in the nation's largest state. That happened because of minority people moving to California. Doesn't matter what skin color they are. You got Asians in that mix. San Francisco is the most liberal city in the country. It's dominated by Asians, by Chinese. So it's not a matter of ethnicity or skin color. It's a matter of recruiting people. So how do I know this? Because it happened to my family. In the 1860s, John and James O'Reilly from County Cavan in Ireland were starving. Their mother, Rose, could not feed them because London, the crown, had seized the O'Reilly farm. Now, I told you this story a couple of years ago when I went to visit the farm. Okay. The twin boys, 16 years old, go to Galway and they get passage on a death ship. They call it a coffin ship because so many people died in the voyage to the United States. And their job as 16-year-old boys, they didn't have a fare, they couldn't pay, was to throw the bodies into the sea. Though you don't get worse than that outside of slavery coming to the United States. When John and James, again 16 years old, landed in Lower Manhattan, they got off the ship and the Irish Catholic community took care of them. Part of that community was the Democratic Party in New York. And immediately, they were 16, they couldn't vote, but immediately their names went on a list. And from that time until 1960, my family voted Democrat. About 100 years. Because the immigrants that came over from Ireland, the Democratic Party, swooped in, and that's what they did to all the immigrants. In Boston, in New York, in Philadelphia, this was what they did. And they built a very strong power base. It's what happened in California. California elected Ronald Reagan twice. That would never happen again today, ever in a million years. Because the Democratic Party actively recruits immigrants into it by promising them largesse from the government, entitlements. We all get it. That's not replacement theory. That's vote harvesting. Now, the subtlety of that is lost on almost everybody. I mean, it is not going to tell you what it really is about. What the progressives are going to do, because they have nothing. Every single progressive policy has failed. Everyone, 100% failure rate. Everything that Joe Biden has tried to do has failed. Every single thing. So now they have to use the media, the Biden administration and the progressive left, to demonize the Republicans because they know they don't have anything to run on. Roll the tape.
Recent polls show that 50% of Republicans agree with this garbage. And not just because it's being mainstreamed by Fox News, but because it's being mainstreamed by high-ranking Republican officials like GOP conference chair and judge making a toddler cry at the talent show, Elise Stefanik.
With prominent figures on the right embracing and parroting the dangerous white nationalist conspiracy theory known as the Great Replacement, it's worth noting that in addition to being deeply racist, bigoted, and dehumanizing, it's also incredibly stupid.
Okay, so that's, I could give you 50 of those sound bites were national so-called comedians. They're not. They're activists. Colbert is and Myers are activists. So is Kimmel. All right? They're in business to do what the liberal media wants them to do. And that's across the board. You watch HBO, you watch, you know, the entertainment industry, almost 100% left. Which is why Greg Gutfeld on Fox News is doing so well. He's the only one that isn't left. So the conservative people want that kind of entertainment, go there. Okay, so the frightening part about all of this is, and this is the end of the memo, if you're like me and you say, look, you've got to regulate immigration. You can't have millions and millions of foreign nationals pouring into the United States unattended. You've got to do it in an orderly way. We take more than a million foreign nationals now legally. Can't have 5 million coming across the border. Now, we're being demonized, those of us who believe that, as white supremacists. Did you know Fast-Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout. So immediately if you say, I don't want the open border, I don't want what Biden has done, then you're a white supremacist or sympathetic to the white supremacy line. It's so heinous, it's so hateful, but that's what it is, and you should know. And that's the memo. Now, the reason that Biden is so unpopular in this country now isn't because of white supremacy or that he doesn't do anything in the Oval Office or Putin or Roe v. Wade. It's not. The reason this man is losing the faith of the American people is the economy, and in particular, inflation. That's it. That'll be the main thing in November in the midterm elections. You're paying 10% inflation going up. It's going to go up to about 12 by Labor Day. Under Trump, 1.4%. So inflation is killing the Biden administration. So I asked myself, find me a guy who could explain why inflation is up in 16 months about 9% over Trump. And we came up with a man named Brian Riedel, who's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. He's an expert on budget tax and economic policy. He joins us now from Mount Vernon, Virginia, where George Washington lived. All right, Brian, even you have to explain it so even I understand it. 16 months, 1.4 till about 10. Why?
Well, we're taught in school the basics that inflation is caused by too much money chasing too few goods. And what happened was primarily during the pandemic, the Federal Reserve poured in $4.8 trillion into the economy. $4.8 trillion. Where did a lot of that end up? Mostly in the stimulus bills. We had the CARES Act. We had, even worse, the American Rescue Plan of $1.9 trillion that handed out trillions of dollars in new benefits. What ended up happening, of course, was they did this at the very time when supply was constrained. So you have businesses producing less because the pandemic, their workers aren't there. We're importing less from China because they're shut down over there. But yet we're giving people trillions of dollars with no place to spend it. So when you have all these trillions of dollars, $4.8 trillion in new cash, but businesses not able to produce $4.8 trillion worth of goods and services, what you're going to get is shortages, price hikes, and inflation. And the Biden administration is pouring it on. The American Rescue Plan last year was $1.9 trillion. They were warned at the time that that was going to drive up inflation. You also have tariffs. You have expensive new regulations coming out of Washington that are all piling on and making it worse.
Now, you had the same situation under Trump, though. Trump okayed a lot of payments to people. And the supply was totally shut down in the USA in April of 2020. Everything stopped, but Trump kept inflation at 1.4. How come?
The reason, but the couple things happened. First, the money the Federal Reserve poured into the economy, it took a while for people to spend it. The first month that all the rebates came out, the savings rate in America went from 8% to 32%. So at first, a lot of it was just kind of sitting in bank accounts. Also, a part of the reason it's worse now is at that point, the economy was really dipping and it could actually use a little bit new spending. The thing that made the American Rescue Plan a year ago so dangerous is that the economy was actually recovering. At the time of the American Rescue Plan, we were told the economy was producing $400 billion less than its capacity. It had closed the gap to $400 billion. So what did lawmakers do? They shot a $1.9 trillion bazooka at a $400 billion gap in the economy.
So they flood the market with money so people have more money to spend, and then higher prices can happen because they're willing to spend. But you didn't say anything about the attack on the oil industry by Biden. So as soon as he did that, the first day he was in office, the oil futures market, which dictates what we all pay at the pump overseas, all over the world, goes, whoom, the United States is going to cut down their oil industry and they'll have to buy more oil in order to cover the less oil being harvested. Mm-hmm. So we're going to raise the prices of a barrel of oil. How much did that impact inflation?
That significantly impacted inflation. In fact, gas prices are up 44% in the past year, and there's really no sign of them dropping. Now, a little bit of that is because people used to be driving less during the pandemic. But even compared to before the pandemic, oil prices have gone through the roof. Gas prices are up 44%. And it's in part because, as you say, they're not giving permits to people and to companies.
They're not harvesting oil. It's much harder to harvest oil now than it was under Trump. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you believe that Joe Biden has any clue about economics at all?
There's not much sign. He has made so many gaffes on economic policy. He is, if the fact checkers were paying attention, a year ago, he promised that his economic plan would create 19 million jobs, even though there were only 7 million people projected to be unemployed. The fact checkers who were actually paying attention went to town. He has made gaffe after gaffe after gaffe on economics and on inflation. All he's really talking about is corporate greed causing inflation,
right,
which his own economic advisors dismiss.
Don't forget Putin, the Putin price rise. Putin did it.
Somehow Putin managed to cause inflation that began a year before the war in Ukraine. So there's a time machine apparently in Washington.
Okay, so you would agree with me that Biden just doesn't have any clue on economics, doesn't know that macroeconomics from a microeconomics, inflation from deflation, he doesn't know. But you would assume that his advisors would know, right?
His advisors, in fact, his head of the Council of Economic Advisors is one of my former professors. She's a very smart woman, Cecilia Rouse. And what I have heard about White House deliberations is that the economists in the White House understand that what the president is saying is not true. They understand the greed narrative is not true, but they've been overruled by the political advisors in the White House because the polling shows that people want to blame corporate greed for inflation, as if corporations haven't always been greedy.
I know.
Corporations were greedy when inflation was low.
They're greedy
now.
All right. Now, I think this is the end of the Biden administration, just like the Carter administration blew up because Jimmy Carter didn't know anything about economics. I think the same thing is in play with Joe Biden. Last word, you think I'll be proved correct?
I think if inflation is not solved, there's very little chance he can survive this. And unfortunately for him, even if inflation does drop, real wages are dropping and people aren't going to get that back in the next year or two.
No. And they have no clue to solve the inflation. Raising interest rates will just strangle the economy into a recession. The Fed knows that, so what a mess. Hey, Brian, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for, and I did understand everything you said. It was great. I really appreciate that. Thanks, we'll talk again, I hope. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
So joining us now is James Lee. He's the president of Susquehanna Polling and Research, coming to us from Thompsontown, Pennsylvania. So there's so many polls, and some of them I think are just outright crooked. Do you know when you see a poll, if the poll is skewed one way, if it is crooked?
Bill, usually there's something not right about the internals. Sometimes it's very hard to tell from looking at the methodology or the ratio of R's to D's in the poll. But one I wanted to cite for you, which seems to be an outlier, you mentioned the generic ballot in our poll is +10 Republican. The Real Clear Politics average also shows a Republican sample in that question. In other words, the average of all the polling shows Republicans leading on the Gen ballot by 3 to 4 points. But one firm, YouGov, has Democrats up by 6 on that question. Now, that almost flies in the face of everything we know about this political climate. How could you produce and release a survey unless they know something we don't?
No, but YouGov, let me challenge this. YouGov is a left-leaning poll. They sample far more Democrats than Republicans. Every time I see and I don't use them very much, okay? Every time I see them, it's Democrats by 10, 8 over Republicans. So all I have to do is go to 12 and they'll get the result they want. So I don't trust YouGov. I believe it's in business to deliver information to liberal groups, Democratic groups. And that is my next question. So you guys are paid by the federalists. The federalist is conservative. Do they want, what do they say to you? Do they want a certain outcome? Because you guys have to be paid for what you do in order to carry on.
Bill, I'd like to think they chose us because in 2020, we had all the battleground states within the statistical margin of error, regardless of whether we had Trump or Biden leading. And even in this very poll you reference, there's some encouraging signs for Biden in here, because in the matchup with Trump, unlike some other firms, we have Biden leading, because many Democrats in our polling will say, yeah, I disapprove of the job Biden's doing. He's doing a horrible job on gas prices, even worse on inflation, even worse on the border. But put him against Trump, I'm sorry, I got to go back to my guy. I will not vote for Trump.
Okay, so but Rasmussen has it exactly opposite you. And Rasmussen skews a little bit conservative. So they have it opposite you. But I'm not casting aspersions on Susquehanna. I think you're a pretty good outfit. I wouldn't have you on. But did the Federalists give you any guidelines? That's what I'm asking.
Absolutely not. I think that's why they pay us.
All right, good.
Getting in this poll,
they don't say anything to you. They just write you a check, James. You do your job. They put it out, and that's the way it should be. Now, Fox News is a conservative network. There's no question about that. But their polling is liberal. It's liberal. Every time a Fox News poll comes out for the last 3 or 4 years, not when I was there. When I was there, it was pretty straight. But every time I've seen it over the past 3 or 4 years, it is skewed in favor of the Democrats. Have you noticed that?
Well, in 2020, their last poll in the battleground state of Florida showed Biden leading by a 52-44 margin when Trump carried Florida by 3 percentage points. That, to me, was an outlier and very, very emblematic of some of the left-leaning polling that we're seeing Fox News produce, which is why I think you partly had me on your show, because we have been trying to call attention to polling firms that are now giving our entire industry, Bill, a black eye. And I know you care about our industry.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Because it's under siege.
Because it skews public opinion. But in the Fox, it doesn't make any sense because their audience is conservative. I think the latest survey was more than 90% of Fox News viewers were conservative. When I was there, it was 60%. So now it's basically the choir. Why would they want a poll that shows liberal leaning? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't disagree with you. And I have the same question for Democrat-leaning polling firms like ABC News and the Washington Post, which in 2020, if you remember, Bill, this should be something that stuck in your craw. Their last survey in the state of Wisconsin had Biden leading by 17 points 8 days before the election. Now, there is no precedent whatsoever. But do you know what, Bill? They were given an A-plus rating by 538. This has to stop, Bill. I have taken this up as my cause celeb to try to showcase this kind of nonsense.
This is another example of the corporate media trying whatever it can try to elect Democrats and liberals and progressives. But 538 is not a nonpartisan group. You know that, James. They're a lean left group, too. Yeah, I know that. But when you cite them as, getting an A+. That's like CNN giving MSNBC an A+. Hey, it's the same. It's the same soup.
Well, unfortunately, they're the only firm out there doing grading. So we need to get somebody else in the business, I guess, because
that was my next. You read my mind.
A lot of companies look at my rating to decide if they want to use me.
You read my mind. There's no oversight at all on polling firms. They can put their thumb on a scale. They can skew. They can do whatever they want. There's nobody watching them. Is that correct?
Not that I'm aware of.
And you're in the business. You're a pollster. So you would be aware if there were somebody monitoring what you did, right?
I'd like to think there was. We do have an association called the American Association of Public Opinion Research. But guess what? It's made up of a bunch of academics who are basically the same people running all the polling institutions.
Right. You see, this is pretty big now, because the polls do make a lot of internet headlines. They're on every website, political website. You can skew it one way. Oh, somebody's going to be a landslide victory. And that gets inside people's minds. They want to back a winner. And there are very few journalists scrutinizing these polls. I think the only news agency, if you know another one, James, correct me. We're the only news agency that gives our viewers and listeners the methodology on how many Republicans were polled by it, how many Democrats. And, you know, there are some polling firms like NORC that won't give us the data. They won't even release the methodology. When we see that, we just throw them right out the window. Last word.
Last word is, you were mentioning Biden's approval rating. Do you know that with that negative 15 approval rating, in other words, he's underwater by 15 points in our poll, that makes him third worst since World War II. Going into a midterm, Truman was minus 19. George W. Bush was minus 19. Now it's Biden at minus 15.
So Truman, his problem was the Cold War developing very rapidly after he took over from FDR. Bush's problem was the Iraq War went south. Would that be fair in both areas?
Yeah, I think in the case of Truman, there were also some strict price controls still in effect. Crimping inflation as well. But you're right.
Okay. So now what makes this story so big is that Biden doesn't have any of that outside intrusion at all. People are disapproving of him because of what he is doing. There's no war. There's no, you know, it's like just his policies. And in the midterms, I have predicted, James, and we'll certainly have you back in October to give us your feeling about it. But I predicted that the Republicans are going to surge and take both houses. Do you see it that way right now?
I sure do. And when you really look at the amount of seats lost in 1946 with Truman underwater by 19 points, 53 seat loss. But the worst was Obama in 2010. Do you know that when he lost 63 seats that year, Bill, he was only underwater by 4 points on approval, Obama? Now, consider where Biden is today, underwater by 10, 12, 15, depending on the firm you're looking at. Obama lost the most seats of any president.
It's look, nobody guarantees anything. American people vote the way they want to vote. But boy, this is the biggest opportunity in my lifetime I've seen for the Republican Party. Hey, James, we really appreciate your time. We know you're busy. Thanks for helping us out, and we'll see you again soon, I hope. All right, economic catastrophe in the USA, you know this, from May 2nd to the 18th, decrease of almost 10% in the NASDAQ, 5% in the Dow Jones. That means that those of us who hold retirement accounts, college accounts, just individual stocks are getting pounded. Now, what did you expect? I knew this was going to happen. That's why I had stops, and I lost a lot of my investments because they were sold at a certain rate, because I knew that finally the stock market was going to go, you know, we have an incompetent in the White House. You know, there's inflation running at more than 10%. That's going to hurt consumer spending. And there could be a recession on top of it. If consumers in America stop spending, and they are, look at the Walmart report, then recession could happen. So the stock market now is going down. This is all on Biden. It's 100% on him. Congress didn't do anything to make this happen. All right. Putin didn't do anything. Well, it's a Putin price rise. All right. So Biden just got out of town. I mean, I got to get out of here. This whole thing is going south. And now the Department of Homeland Security is warning of violence, possible violence, tied to Roe v. Wade, the decision coming in June. Now, this was a leak to Axios, a left-wing internet site, and it basically says that the government is bracing for a potential surge in political violence once the Supreme Court hands down a ruling. Now, you would think that it's the far-left nuts that are going to go crazy if Roe v. Wade is kicked back to the states, right? No, not under the Biden administration. They're going, here's the quote from the leaked memo, historically violent acts related to this issue, Roe v. Wade, were primarily committed by abortion-related violent extremists that opposed abortion rights. So it's not the far left, no. It's the people who oppose abortion rights. This is such a catastrophic administration. Never before in the history of our republic have we seen such an extremist administration. Never before. I mean, Carter, he was pretty liberal. Obama, yeah, pretty liberal. Biden, off the charts. Everything he does is promoting the progressive left. Everything. All right, here's another embarrassment for Joe. Inspector General of the Defense Department. Okay? His name is Sean O'Donnell. He says that now, because of the way the USA withdrew from Afghanistan, everybody remembers that, okay, that they don't have any intel capability in that country. Quote, the DOD's over-the-horizon counterterrorism strategy has faced several challenges, including a lack of physical presence in Afghanistan or neighboring countries, reliance on overflight permission from Pakistan, and the loss of human intelligence assets on the ground. They don't know what's happening inside Afghanistan. But I do, and it's all in Killing the Killers, the secret war against terrorists. You want to know what's happening in Afghanistan, DOD? President Biden, I will tell you right now. Al-Qaeda has reconstituted in the northeast portion of that country. That's Tora Bora, the mountains. They are recruiting, they are training, and the training is blowing up people. They are there, back. They were out of there when the U.S. occupied Afghanistan, okay? ISIS-K, 2,000 of them, they don't like the Taliban for some insane, you know, Islamic reason. I don't even get involved with that. But every time you hear a bomb go off in Kabul, that's ISIS-K, all right? But they're there because there's no central authority in Kabul anymore. There's no one runs Afghanistan. They're starving over there. It's like North Korea now, giving food to the people there. Do I feel sorry for the Afghan people? The kids, not the adults, they wouldn't fight. But anyway, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, in Afghanistan, the United States has no blanket clue. The only reason I know is because I talked to national security advisors who saw this happening. They are not presently working for Biden. So again, Killing the Killers, this book, I hope. This is very similar to what happened in Iraq when President Obama, you'll remember, 2011, pulled every U.S. troop out of Iraq. Didn't have to, but here's what he said. Go.
The last American soldier will cross the border out of Iraq with their heads held high, proud of their success, and knowing that the American people stand united in our support for our troops.
What happened after that? Al-Baghdadi and ISIS took over half the country, killed tens of thousands of innocent human beings, including Kayla Mueller, who's a centerpiece of Killing the Killers, and three other Americans who were captured by ISIS Where do you read it? You're not going to believe what happened to these Americans because Obama pulled every troop out of Iraq. That's what happened. Now, ISIS is back in Iraq now. Does Joe Biden know that? I don't know whether he knows. They're not back in force because Trump decimated them. And that's a big part of killing the killers. How we got al-Baghdadi and how we killed thousands of ISIS. And that's never been reported. It's all classified. Okay, so let's just recap this terror deal. DOD Inspector General admits United States has no blanket clue on what the terrorists are doing in Afghanistan. Thank you, Joe Biden. Okay? The DOD knows but hasn't admitted yet that ISIS is back in Iraq in the western portion. Again, not at the level they were because Trump destroyed them. And I'll just give you one more because I want you to seriously consider killing the killers. It'll be number one this Sunday and the following Sunday. It's a phenomenon. Trump spent $1.4 trillion upgrading the military. Do you know where that money went? Nobody knows, because it's classified. What most of the money went to was high-tech weapons. They're in space. All right? Those weapons are responsible for assassinating these terror leaders every day. And I go right through it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hong Kong. I was there in the 90s. Fascinating. Fascinating city. It's free. It was free then. I mean, there were actual voting and freedom of speech. And I stayed at the Mandarin Hotel on the island of Hong Kong. Hong Kong is divided into mainland, okay, Kowloon. And then you take a ferry across to Hong Kong Island. And that's where I was. And I just was fascinated by the whole place. But now it's communist China. They've taken it over. So what did the communist Chinese do? They arrested Cardinal Joseph Zen, a Catholic cardinal. He's arrested. Why? Because he was part of the humanitarian relief fund, which gave legal aid to some pro-democracy demonstrators in China. So there's the cardinal, and he's in jail. That's China. It'll be interesting to see what the Pope does. Now, the Pope's caught. Because there are thousands of other Catholic clerics in China. But the biggest one, Cardinal Zen, is off the board for a while. Now, there is a rumor, this came out of the Washington Times, that Xi, the dictator, the Chinese president, will step down from power. I know nothing about this. It was some kind of a leak and a rumor, but I don't believe it. Because I haven't seen any data that would support it, but it's around. Okay, I think this is my favorite story of the day. Being a cynical guy, not really, but, you know, kind of. So there's a poll, one poll, and it was taken on behalf of Elevet Sciences. So they're veterinarians. And they found out, after interviewing 2,000 dog owners, they didn't interview me, and Holly the Terror Dog is very offended by that, by the way, that 33% of dog owners would choose their pet over their spouse. So if it was a decision on who goes, the spouse, a third of the dog owners, sorry, Holly the Terror Dog staying, but you got to hit the road, Jack. I love it. All right, 33% would choose their pet over their house. So if there was a decision, do I stay in the house or lose my pet, I'm going to take my pet, I'll move out of the house. I can understand that. The spouse thing is a little weird. Come on. Now, I know what a lot of you are thinking. You're not going to say it to your spouse, but I know you're kind of...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
So final thought of the day, I get thousands of letters from all over the world, and I read as many as I can, which is, I'd say, 50%. You know, when they come in, we have screeners, so if you're cursing at me, or I'm like, that just gets thrown away. But the good, intelligent letters get to me, all of them. But what I'm seeing is a lot of conspiracy stuff, okay? And it's starting to bother me. So Dan, who lives in the Villages in Florida, Villages is a big O'Reilly territory, he writes me, and let me read you this letter. Bill, do you think that it's possible the Mexican cartels are paying the Democratic Party in return for the Biden administration keeping the southern border open? No, that's impossible. That would never happen. That's crazy conspiracy that a criminal enterprise that sells narcotics would pay one of the two major political parties in America to keep the border open. So I know this stuff floats around on the internet all the time. These conspiracy things, I get them at least 5 to 10 a day. The most insane. Now, I'm not mocking Dan. I don't do that. But think about it. How crazy that is. Now, these websites, they don't care how crazy. All they want is clicks. So they're going to put up all these misleading headlines. I see it every day in my research. They mislead you so you click in. And they can tell the advertiser, we have this many people. But it's a lie. And once you see something that's outlandish, don't go to that place anymore. You know, life's too short for that. There are honest websites like BillO'Reilly.com. It's honest. We never do that. Everything has to be backed up by facts. We don't do conspiracies here. You know, I wrote Killing Kennedy. The biggest conspiracy in modern times was that everybody shot JFK except Oswald. And I debunked every one of them with FBI documents, with local police documents, document. All that Kennedy conspiracy stuff was just bull. Okay? That's the biggest. But every day I see conspiracies. Don't get caught up in that. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you tomorrow.